Welcome to Ed Show number 78. And we're
having too much fun in the studio is the problem.
That's right. That's right. We are hitting you up with the news. We have to give you the good stuff, right?
What's the first item that we're talking about?
Well, it's all about security, right? I know how everybody loves security. And so I had to bring it up first because Windows Azure now has FedRAMP.
FedRAMP.
Certification, yes. From the Joint Authorization Board and the Provisional Authority to Operate. So the JAB to the PATO. What does that mean for you if you're not in government? That means Windows Azure is really secure and you should trust us.
You gotta love these TLAs and FLAs, man. There's lots of TLAs and FLAs in this business. This is two I haven't even heard of before, but it's a very big deal for the federal customers to be able to use the integrated network of Azure and services that we provide through it and others.
That's right. And if you want, I mean, that's not, of course, the only certification Windows Azure has. If you go to the Trust Center, is a good one to go through on all the different certifications we have with your ISO 27000 ones and all that stuff.
They have that? I didn't even know that.
There we go.
The Azure Trust Center.
The Trust Center.
Get all the details
there we go.
Available.
Yep.
Very cool, man.
So then we also have, speaking of Windows Azure and Active Directory, we had a new announcement on the Windows Azure application access enhancements to Windows Azure AD. So if you were watching the Ed Show not too long ago, what you'll notice is that we had some stuff with Mark on, you know, things you can do with adding additional applications, single sign-on portal, provisioning access to your SaaS apps, all utilizing your Windows Azure AD account. Well, we've announced now that, one, it will be out into general availability by the end of 2013.
Okay.
We have 227 today apps, SaaS apps that have a default integration with Windows Azure AD, and we're making it free.
Oh, okay. I didn't
so
know that.
It's pretty cool. I mean, that's a pretty big announcement. So even more incentive for any of you to start getting that transition from Active Directory of your on-premise to Windows Azure AD, and start taking advantage of all those additional capabilities. So good stuff. What else do you got?
Well, I've got something that's not actually security related, but it can come into play when it comes to security. One of the roles I had when I was an sysadmin was having to do network capture analysis. And good old-fashioned network analyzer was a tool, or Landshark or Wireshark and sort of stuff, was the good old tool to be able to look at all the different packets and what's going on inside there. We just released the message analyzer as the new enhancement to this tool. It's now available.
Yep.
And I like the way they broke this down. They broke it down into three different areas where we made some good changes to it, both capture, analyze, and share. At the capture layer, basically, we're now able to go off and capture stuff where we previously couldn't, that was previously encrypted with at the SSL layer and at the HTTPS layer, through various different methods at that level. We now are able to capture that from the host to be able to troubleshoot and get any kind of problems that are in there. We're able to go through and do some better analysis of what's going on because of that new layer of capturing. We now have more detailed information. And also stock ways of being able to analyze the types of traffic now built into it, which is very, very good. And finally, the sharing capabilities, you're able to go in and to share your analysis or share your different captures with the community to be able to go off and have different folks look at this particular analysis with you and provide their feedback on it. So,
So if you were a big NetMon person or network monitor person, now you need to start to make the switch, right?
Yep.
Message analyzer. Thankfully, they have some of the similar syntaxes that you can reutilize there. But you know, obviously, as any IT type of guy, you know, having this kind of tool in your tool belt is very handy to have when you're troubleshooting stuff, for sure.
For those of you that are also on the DevOps side, mostly on the ops side of things, when you're using System Center, Operations Manager, we also just did a release of the Microsoft Monitoring Agent. It's now been updated. Now, this is a small executable file that you can basically install as an agent on individual servers that meet the minimum criteria that will provide you with more rich performance analysis data specific to applications that you can then go and bring into your Visual Studio tools for IntelliTrace details, and also into your overall troubleshooting and message analysis and other things related to debugging and troubleshooting. It works with Visual Studio 2013 RC candidates,
There you go. Yeah.
To be able to get that next level out. And it's available now to be able to go off and download and use on your server environment for your in-house apps. Very cool.
It's a good one. Good one to have as well. All right, the next up we have is some cool stuff around Orchestrator.
Favorite tool, otherwise known as Visio.
Yes. So we have, if you've played around with the Orchestrator runbooks, they are extremely powerful. I mean, you pretty much, you can think of something you can do. Orchestrator will help you orchestrate that.
You got it.
And it has some fun, you know, you can get into some really kind of crazy flow diagrams that you have there. And sometimes if you want to export those, to kind of share those out with people, instead of having to share the actual runbook, you might just want a diagram, right? Or or embed this in a document that you send off to people to say, hey, here's what it looks like.
And previously, you know? You'd have to do this all yourself.
Like, right.
This is where your PowerPoint skills come into play.
Right.
Your block diagrams and Word documents.
Right. But here now, we have a free tool, right? A Visio and Word generator, where you just use the tool. It exports it out into a pretty little Visio diagram where you can, you know, explain things more and mm-hmm. embed those into your documentation. So good times there.
That one there's free as well?
Yeah.
Simply an add-on tool to be able to use.
There you go.
Even better.
There you go. And then we also have, speaking of free, we also have a free ebook on designing orchestrated runbooks. So, you know, if you're on the other side of the spectrum, you're like, well, runbooks sound cool, but I need to learn how to design them, then get the free ebook to maybe get you started as one way of learning how to do that.
Very cool, man.
Yeah. So with that, I think we're going to call it a wraps on the news for this week. And, you know, we
coming
are...
Coming up from after the break, we have Simon's interview with PM for server automation.
Juan
is going to be here talking about integration with Operations Manager, responding and working with alerts from Virtual Machine Manager, Fabric Monitoring.
Yeah, so SCOM and VMM playing nice together and some of the new stuff that's going on there. So so keep watching for the technical interview.
Welcome back to The Edge Show. For this week's episode, we're going to be talking about one of the greatest enhancements I believe has come out with this release of System Center, and that's our integration across the products. With the System Center 2012 release, we've been releasing at the same cadence, so integration has been one of the critical things that our engineering teams have been focused on. And I'm here with Juan today to talk about some of these integration points we have between Virtual Machine Manager and Operations Manager. But first, Juan, can you introduce yourself?
Right. Hi, my name is Juan. Last name is Ha. I'm in product marketing team within Windows Server and System Center. And my basic focus area would be System Center on the management perspective. And I'm very excited to talk about this capabilities that has been newly released in R2, which is the tight integration between Virtual Machine Manager and Operations Manager. Operations Manager has been a really strong solution for the customers monitoring their data center of the resources that they have, not just on a platform level, but also on the application and stretching downwards to network and storages. So it's like basically all the resources that you have within your data center, and you're going to get some meaningful data out of it. So we had a really good solution for that. But stretching that on, as of today, a lot of customers are using their cloud, their individual private cloud or public cloud, in order for them to utilize their resources and having their applications run on different kind of data centers, right? And so we're really living in a heterogeneous environment where that application or that data is living across their data center and also on the public cloud. So it's a hybrid cloud data center, what you would see today. And a lot of customers are actually running their data center as such. And having that said, Operations Manager was a good solution in order for them to monitor their own data center. But if that goes in onto a public cloud, it's a different story. Mm-hmm. And when it comes down to their own private cloud, it also becomes kind of a different story because their resources are not really that aligned with the cloud perspective. So cloud is something that they want to utilize their resources without any human resources being engaged and having it deployed in a flexible way for any of those who actually needs that resources, right? Okay. And having that said, a Virtual Machine Manager allows you to build a very flexible, very utilizable private cloud within their data center. And having that integrated with Operations Manager gives you a really good perspective of how your cloud is running within your data center.
Yeah, I think that's an important concept, right? As we think about, you know, Virtual Machine Manager, that's often provisioning the infrastructure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And with Operations Manager, it's often monitoring the infrastructure.
Right.
So it really does that kind of end-to-end life cycle of your hardware, your applications, anything you're putting out there. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you kind of covered, you know, why is it important to have this integration between them? But what would be the actual steps for somebody to go and configure the integration? How do these two pieces talk to each other?
Right, so it's really simple. It's just two things that you have to keep in mind. First thing is, if you are familiar with Operations Manager, you would be familiar with Management Pack. And within System Center, all the Management Pack are included out of the box with System Center Operations Manager. So you will have Virtual Machine Manager Management Pack, but it will get updated from time to time. But all you need to do is import your Management Pack to that Operations Manager with the latest version of Virtual Machine Manager Management Pack. And then you would need to set up on a Virtual Machine Manager, link that into the Operations Manager that you have within your data center. So I'll just quickly show you.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Yeah. So here, so you would see the Operations Manager console here. I'll just go right down to importing the Management Pack. And once you have the Management Pack installed, which is pretty simple, you just click Next, Next, and import them. You will see one of the attributes that the Management Pack is capable of doing. And one of that is the storage object discovery. So this is something that you will be able to do out of the box with Ops Manager. If the Operations Manager acknowledges the Virtual Machine Manager, it's automatically going to discover and monitor these type of different components within the storages. And not just this, it's also going to discover the network components as well as the virtual machine and so forth. And what you will need to do within Virtual Machine Manager, so this is the console for Virtual Machine Manager. If you look at the settings and System Center settings, you just need to go ahead and input the details, which is obviously the Operations Manager server name, and input the management group, and then it's just simple as that, you're good to go. You don't need to actually deploy any of the agents within Virtual Machine Manager, or you don't need to do any of that within Operations Manager. So if this is set up, VMM is going to connect with Ops Manager, so you wouldn't need to deploy any of that from Ops Manager, and so VMM would automatically be discovered in Ops Manager and show the various information within Ops Manager.
Okay. Now, how exactly do they communicate with each other? Like when there's a problem that Operations Manager mm-hmm. picks up, or when VMM, you know, says, hey, I need to receive data. Like what type of protocols or how do they speak right. to each other?
Right. So first you need to know what kind of information Virtual Machine holds together at first, right? Mm-hmm. Virtual Machine Manager gets all the information within the host machines as well as the virtual machine living on top of it of those host machines that VMM manages. So those information includes the CPU, the memory, the storage, the network, and also the VM start, stop, state, and so forth. So all these information are going to be stored within Virtual Machine Manager for a month as default. And these kind of information pours to the Operations Manager with the VMM to Ops Manager connector, which we have just configured. And then Operations Manager gathers all those information and puts that into a state where, for which the VMM only stores for a month, it stores it to a year data set. So it's going to store that for a year as a default. So all those information are going to be retrieved in an hourly basis, and then it's going to be stored on Operations Manager data warehouse for about a year. And not only that, it automatically calculates the average, the minimum and maximum performance of each matrixes, and then it's going to be stored at that. Now, these kind of connectivity was there before on System Center 2012. What additionally we have done here is connecting those resources and those matrices information into a meaningful way that the cloud is integrated with. For example, if a certain cloud has like 20 host machines and some of the host machines might have an error, but within that cloud, certain virtual machine or data set within that cloud would be not using that resources. Now that's going to be some of the information that the cloud administrator should know, but shouldn't probably let the virtual machine owner know that information. So as a cloud perspective, it kind of integrates those information together and shows that in a dashboard kind of a view within Ops Manager.
Oh, nice, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get a little more component focused now. So let's mm-hmm. see, I'm using Virtual Machine Manager. Mm-hmm. How can VMM take advantage of Operations Manager? What type of alerts can it do? What's the relationship with ProTips? How do all these technologies fit together?
Right.
There?
So regarding to pro tips, it's exactly going to be the same as we did before. Mm-hmm. So it's going to utilize, it's going to measure the utilization of the virtual machine manager's performance, right, and okay. the usages. And then when it hits at a certain level, like CPU or memory or storages even, it's going to alert the operations manager is going to alert virtual machine manager, and then it's going to migrate the virtual machines that has more capacity or other host machines that they can utilize with. So that pro tip functionality is still going to be there. But additionally, what operations manager and VMware integration can do is it's going to get much more in-depth of the virtual machine manager's highly used scenarios and the services. So through this demo, I'll quickly show one of the examples here.
All right.
So we have, so just to get you a brief context of what this is Windows Azure using Hyper-V Recovery Manager. What Hyper-V Recovery Manager is if you have created two clouds within Virtual Machine Manager, so if I just look at one of the services here.
And like two clouds could mean two data centers or,
exactly.
or two organizational
exactly.
units for your resources.
Exactly. Okay. So if it's a service provider, it may have different two locations, and it may be even a different company. So a totally separate different virtual machine manager syncing one cloud to another, whether that is location-wise or any of the other reasons why they want to do that, they can actually sync that as a recovery services scenario.
Okay.
So here I have a protected items, which one of the cloud name is Contoso Cloud. This is the protected cloud, and I also have a Contoso Recovery Cloud, which is the recovery cloud located on VMM01, which the operations manager is going to look at. Now, if you look into this scenario here, you will see 12 machines being properly protected, and there's no issue with these virtual machines right now. And I'll look at the Contoso Recovery Cloud, and you will also see that it's being properly protected, right? So there's no issue with that. And if you look at the VMM here, if you look at the Contoso Recovery Cloud, you will see that all the protected virtual machines are being properly saved here and synced up. So you won't see any error here. But once I try to spin up Fabricam Domain Control 02, which is the sub domain controller, it's going to hit an error because I intentionally deleted and misconfigured one of the configuration file within that virtual machine. So it would hit with an error, and I would never know that if I am not using Operations Manager and have that integrated with VMM.
So what I kind of take away from that is not mm-hmm. only are we protecting our infrastructure, we're also protecting the other system center components as
exactly.
well, making sure that they stay healthy, which
right.
further enhances the rest of our infrastructure.
Right, exactly. So this is like one of the examples, right? There are a lot of services that you can do with Virtual Machine Manager, like network virtualization or using storage pool or having LUN within that of VMM infrastructure, whether that is integrated with cloud or not. And those kind of information are seeing that way that we want them to monitor within Operations Manager. So so what I'm trying to show here is just one of the examples. So if I look at the Operations Manager here, I would see some of the active alerts that has been using. And I see some of the alerts that has been popping up with the cloud that I have created. And here I have Fabricam Domain Control 02, and it states that the virtual machine has an incomplete VM config, right? So it kind of lets you know that once this is started up, it's not going to be properly recovered, even though it's a replicated secondary virtual machine. So these kind of information is going to be highly beneficiary for VMM and OS Manager at both end.
Right. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, that kind of covers, really, I guess you kind of touched on both sides of this, right? Showing
right.
the integration throughout both sides. Now, one of the other key integration points we have with this release, well, I guess there's really two, PowerShell mm-hmm. and Orchestrator.
Mm-hmm.
And these are often used throughout automation as well, but could you kind of touch on how we can integrate using either or PowerShell and Orchestrator?
Okay, right, sure. So PowerShell is already built in with Operations Manager and with Virtual Machine Manager, so you can utilize that at both ends.
So
right?
you could just run a script, does something in Ops Manager, right. something in VMM, back
right.
and forth. Right,
right, exactly. And with the rich management pack with the VMM, we have an Ops Manager. you will have a very long list of events that you can trigger from and monitor from, right? And it is being categorized by certain IDs or certain severity levels, right?
Okay.
Which we originally had provided. But it's much more in detail with virtual machine managers, event codes, that you can actually input that in operate an orchestrator and then have that run in a background process, or if you want to have that in an approval process, you can actually take care of that as well. And that is highly recommended if you use the pro tips. So you can integrate those kind of a scenario with the approval processes, because normally pro tips is automated, which is really mm-hmm. super cool and really great. But in real life, you don't want to really let virtual machine migrate at a certain point where you don't really know that it's happening in the background. So within certain approval process integrated with Orchestrator, it's going to be super easy for the administrator to know what's happening in the background and kind of be at a current state, how your resources are being utilized.
Okay. Now, of course, with Orchestrator as well, we have this concept of integration packs, which is kind of a collection of different actions we can do. Mm-hmm. And Orchestrator does come with integration packs with
exactly.
Virtual Machine Manager,
right.
Operations Manager, right. and then all the other systems said to components. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we don't just have to tie those two things together. Mm-hmm. We really can tie any of our systems said to components, mm-hmm. third-party management solutions, vSphere, a whole mm-hmm. variety of things using Orchestrator.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, right. So one of the things that I would like to add is Virtual Machine Manager can have its resources as a hypervisor, not only with Windows Server. Hopefully, that's going to be our primary thing. But if you have an existing vSphere or something, other hypervisors like Xen, you can actually utilize that within our System Center Cloud, within our Virtual Machine Manager. And you don't necessarily need to incorporate your Operations Manager with all those different hypervisors. Mm-hmm. It's automatically going to retrieve information from our hypervisors within Operations Manager. So I would quickly show you the cloud health state.
Let's take a look at that.
All right, sure. And if you look at our Operations Manager, you would see this thing called Cloud Health, right? And these are, I've just thrown a bunch of errors here, so you would see that these are the errors that you would be getting. Here I do have a Contoso Recovery Cloud, which we suspect that it was healthy. And if I click on Fabric Health Dashboard, you will see that what kind of information that this cloud is holding. Like if you have any other Hyper-V enabled host machines that utilize them with that cloud, it's going to show here. And the storage pool or the file share that you would be utilizing, it's also going to be shown on these Fabric dashboard as well. Here, as I've initially pointed out, our intentional fail with that Contoso Recovery Cloud is shown here. So this is why it's kind of showing you the error right at this point at this dashboard. And so this is like kind of giving you an instant view how your cloud is behaving regarding to all the resources that you have connected with those cloud that you have created.
Very nice.
Right.
Now, before we wrap it up, one question that I get asked a lot with the introduction of this feature called dynamic optimization mm-hmm. is kind of how that fits in with pro tips. Mm-hmm. You know, with pro tips, we see an alert, it load balances the VMs across the host. Mm-hmm. Dynamic optimization kind of does the same, but doesn't have that dependency on Operations Manager. Mm-hmm. So what would the additional benefit be of using pro tips?
Right. So it may be like how much you want to utilize your existing infrastructure, right?
Customization kind of?
Right. So
So
Operations Manager at that point can have, if you use the pro tips itself, it's going to have rich information of migrating those virtual machines much more in-depth than the dynamics optimization. Now, dynamic optimization is a very good way of utilizing your resources with just using the Virtual Machine Manager, mm-hmm. but with Operations Manager, you will get more richness of which cloud to preserve and which cloud to utilize and so forth, alongside with additional to dynamic optimization.
Great. Now, where can people go to learn more about these different technologies?
Right, so with Operations Manager R2 and VMMR2, we have a TechNet library that has been posted with much more in-depth articles, and we have this blog that Brad Anderson's team is working on and constantly putting up on this great information on that. And recently we have also released the IaaS monitoring capabilities we have integrated with Operations Manager with Windows Azure Pack. So you can actually utilize the visibility around the usages of Windows Azure Pack connecting with Operations Manager. And that had been posted about a couple of days ago.
And of course, last but not least, don't forget to check out Microsoft Virtual Academy.
Absolutely.
You've actually recently recorded a course for us
right.
on infrastructure monitoring.
Right.
Coming out soon, we have courses on infrastructure provision. And so we cover a lot of kind of that hybrid integration throughout that as well. Mm-hmm. So www.microsoftvirtualacademy.com. And it's all free.
All right.
With that one, thanks so much for joining
Thank
us.
You, Simon.
Great information, great demo. And as a reminder, System Center 2012, you buy it, you get all of these great components, no separate licensing anymore. So we really want to encourage everyone to assess System Center 2012 and check out the free evaluations that are online on our TechNet Eval Center. Thanks again, Juan.
Thank you for having me, Simon.
Hey, that was pretty awesome, eh? Talking to
Simon
and Juan.
That was pretty sweet,
eh? Are you taking on my Canadian accent now, too?
I'm the only American on the team, all right? I got to try and work it in somehow.
There you go. It was actually rather interesting talking about how the integration between OpsMan and VMM Fabric and how that all works.
Yep.
If you have any specific comments on this particular episode, by all means, please comment down below inside the field, and we will make sure that both Juan and Simon can go back and answer them for you. Yep. Or if you like, you can also get a hold of us edgewise in a number of different ways.
Yep.
The most common way to do it would simply be to use our email address at edge@microsoft.com. Show suggestions, ideas, comments, and questions.
You can send us a tweet at TNEdge or
do us on Facebook if you like with facebook.com/Channel 9 Edge Show. You got it.
There you go.
All different ways to interact with us.
And you definitely want to stay tuned for next week because October 18th is kind of a big day for us.
Yeah, a big day for a whole range of products and reasons.
Yes.
So we'll
That's
have
right.
some special content coming up for that one.
Yep.
Do not miss it.
Just a little hint for you. Satya announced something with RDS just recently.
Very cool.
So you might want to stay tuned for the Edge Show episode on the 18th.
You got it. See you around.